Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph of Masechah Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph at the top of the page. Va'amar Rabbi Zeira, the last word on the first line of the page. So another thing that Rabbi Yavohu did when he bathed, and Rabbi Zeira wasn't sure about. Va'amar Rabbi Zeira, Anochaz Yisrael Rabbi Yavohu She'iniach Yadav Keneged Panav Shalmata, that I saw that Rabbi Yavohu would put his hands across from his Panav Shalmata for Tznius. He would cover his private area. V'layadani Inaga, but I don't know if he was actually touching himself or just blocking but not touching himself. So says Pshita to Lo Naga. He obviously was not touching himself. Did Tanya, because the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Lezer Omar, Kalochis Bama Omashtin, Kilim Evi Mabli Olam, that if a person actually touches himself while he urinates, it's as if he's bringing a Mabul to the world. So there's no way that while he was bathing, he would commit such a terrible sin. So Rabbi Asua Kiboleshes. So Abaye says that Rabbi Zera had this suffix because there is a way that it's not usher for one to actually come in physical contact to his own private parts, because the Chum consider a person in this situation like a situation of a time of Melchama where there's terrible fear. Ditnan, the Mishnah tells us in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Balesha Shenichnas Aliir, if you have a group of enemy soldiers that come into a city, and we don't know if they did, if they poured the wine in the barrels in Avodah Zarah, and therefore turned it all into Yayin Esech, so Bishas Shalom, when they are coming in during a time of Shalom, Chavios Psuchos Asuros, whatever barrels are open are Asur Bahanoa, because we have to be Choshesh that they were Menasech the wine that's in it. But Stumos Mutaros, barrels that are closed are going to be Mutar, because they certainly didn't touch the closed barrels, because if they would have touched them, they would not have been Sosim then. Again, they wouldn't have resealed all those barrels. But Bishas Melcham, if they come in at a time of war, Elu Ve'elu Mutaros, then even the open barrels are Mutar, Levishain Penai Lenasech, because at a time of war, people don't have time to do things like being menasech yayin. Alma kiven de beisi la menaschi. Why? Because they're afraid. When you're afraid, you're not going to have time to be menasech. So achanami kiven de bois lo asilar hure. So maybe a similar thing could be said as far as hirhure aveir are concerned. That if a person is afraid, if a person is scared, he's not going to be maharher, and therefore it wouldn't be usher to touch himself. Vahacha may be asusa, says Gemara. Yeah, but in the story of Rabbi Yavoh, when he was bathing, what sort of fear did he have? Says Gemara, be asusa de nahara. Well, it's scary to go into the river. You could drown in a river. So maybe that fear allows him to touch his body. So says Gemara, Eini, is that true that that Rabbi Yavohu put his hands on him to cover his body while he was bathing? Vam Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Kol Aminiach Yadav Keneged Panav Shalmata, Kilu Kofer Britzo Shel Avraham Avinu, that if you cover your private parts, it makes it look like you're embarrassed about having a bris, and that's not a good thing. Says Gemara, Lo Kasha, Ha Kinachis, when Rav says that you're not allowed to cover Panav Shalmata, that's when you're going down into the river, and you're facing toward the river, so there's no issue of tznius, because no one can see the front of your body anyway. V'ha kisalik, but when you're coming back out of the river where you're facing anyone who's on the shore, so then it's only appropriate midin tznius to cover yourself a little bit and to not and to not leave yourself exposed. That's not considered embarrassment to the bris milah. That's just proper tznius behavior. Says the Gemara, kiha derava, just like we find Amoraim that covered themselves for tznius when they came out of the river. When Rava would bathe, Shachi, he would bend down, even when he would go down to the river because of tznius, so that that his private parts shouldn't be exposed. Rabbi Zeira Zakif, and Rabbi Zeira would go standing upright, even when he would come out of the river, and without covering himself, because he was worried that that it shouldn't look like he's embarrassed about his bris milah. Rabbanu de Beravashi, ki kanachsi zakfi, ki kasalki shachi. And the when they would go down toward the river, they would stand upright, but when they would come back out of the river, they would bend over a little bit in order to cover their bodies. So the main point over here is that there are these competing concerns. We have a concern not to cover yourself so that it shouldn't look like you're embarrassed for your bris milah, but a concern to, yes, cover yourself because of tznius. So, and there may be a difference between a situation where you're exposed to the people on the shore and a situation where you are facing away from the people that are by the shore. Okay, so the Gemara brings another maisa with Rabbi Zeira relating to bathing that we can learn a lot of halachas from. Rabbi Zeira have a kamishtamit mid Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Zeira was afraid to encounter Rav Yehuda, and the reason was mishum debay lemesa klarid Yisrael, because Rabbi Zeira wanted to make aliyah and Rabbi Yehuda thought he wasn't allowed to. Dam Rav Yehuda kala olam mibavel eretz Yisrael over baasei. Rabbi Yehuda held that anyone who leaves Bavel and goes to eretz Yisrael is in violation of mitzvah. Shenemar bavelo yuvau v'shama yiyu, because the pasuk says you go to Bavel and that's where you should be until I tell you to come out of there. So you're not allowed to make aliyah on your own before Hashem says that it's time to do so. So Rabbi Zeira was afraid that Rabbi Yehuda would prohibit him from going to Eretz Yisrael. So Amar, Rabbi Zeira said, Ezel ve'eshma mine milsa. Let me go hear something from him. Ve'ese ve'esek. And afterwards, I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Azal. So Rabbi Zeira went, Ashke deka'i be'bani. And he found that Rabbi Yehuda was standing in the bathhouse. Ve'kamile l'shame. And he heard Rabbi Yehuda telling his shamish, and Lashon HaKodesh, Havi'u le'neser. Bring me a comb to comb my hair. Havi'u le'neser. Masrek, so hevili masrek, so maybe masrek is a comb, neser is like a shampoo or something. So paschu pumaychu va'afiku havla. Open your mouths and let the hevel of the Beis Hamerchatz enter into it, and that way you'll schwitz and will be healthy. V'ishtu mimaya debebani, and also he said, drink from the hot water when you bathe, even if they were heated for the sake of bathing. Amar Rabbi Zeira said, Ilmali basi elulash. If only I would have come to hear this one thing, this little conversation, it would have sufficed. Says Amar Bishlama, let's take apart the things that Rabbi Yehuda said. Bishlama haviyu neser haviyu masrek. I understand haviyu neser haviyu masrek. He said b'lashon hakodesh kamashmal and dvarim shel chol motzul amram b'lashon hakodesh. He's telling us that you're allowed to say mundane things even in lashon hakodesh in the bathhouse. Pischu b'maychu v'afiku havla nami kiddushmol damar shmol havla mapuk havla. The idea that he encourage them to open their mouths so that the heat will come in and will cause them to schwitz. So that fits very nicely with what Shmuel said, that such a thing works. El ishtu mayid bebani may mal yusa. But why do you encourage them to drink the warm waters of the bathhouse? So the Tanya, the Braisa tells us, achal velo shasa. If a person eats and does not drink, achilas odam. It's as if he all he's eaten is blood. Zeu tchilas chalim ayim, and that will cause him major stomach problems. Achal velo halach arba amos. If a person eats and doesn't walk 4 amos before going to sleep, achilas umarkeves. The food is not going to become digested properly, and it's not going to go through his system properly, and that's going to cause him to have very bad breath coming out of his mouth. If a person needs to go to the bathroom and eat before going to the bathroom, it's like an oven that you're firing up on top of the previous ashes without cleaning out the ashes that are there from the last burning. So too, if you're eating new food before you clean out the old food that's ready to come out of your body, so that's not a good thing. And that would cause a person to generally have bad body odor. And here's the point. If a person bathes in warm water and doesn't drink from them, it's like an oven that they light the wood on fire from the outside of the oven, but not from the inside of the oven, which is not really going to help. So a person has to remove the zuhama not only from the outside of his body, but he has to go through an internal cleanse as well. And the way he does that is by drinking the hot water. Rachatz b'chamin v'lo nishtatif b'tzonei. If a person bathes in hot water but doesn't then rinse himself off with cold water, doma lebarzel shechnisu la'ar v'lo ichnisu l'tzonei. It's like iron that they put into a fire to shape it and to mold it, but then they didn't put it into cold to solidify it. Someone who's rachatz v'lo sach, a person who bathes and doesn't anoint his body with oil, doma lemayim al gabei chavis. He's like someone who wants to rinse a barrel in order to clean it out, and it's the barrel's upside down, and he pours water on the outside of the barrel, on the walls of the barrel, on the bottom of the barrel, from the outside, where it's not going to get into the barrel to rinse it out at all. So that's obviously not going to work. So these are the bits of advice as far as how to properly bathe in a healthy and productive way. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to talk about a kli that has a double base kibble. That one of the bate kibble, one of the places where one of the receptacles of the kli, you put water in, and the other one you put gechalim in, you put coals in to warm up the water. So these kalim are made in different forms, different shapes. Some of them, the base kibble for gechalim is attached to the outer wall, and it's not a thick wall, and they don't put hot coals in there all the time. That's called a muliar. But there's another kli that's similar to a muliar, but has a much thicker wall, and there's always fire in there. And there's a kli that's a large that's a large kli that has a base kibble for gechalim that's mechubar from underneath the kli. And the Gemara explained that one of them is called an antichi. So the Mishnah explains the din of drinking on Shabbos from water that's in these kalim. So muliar hagaruf. If you have a muliar that they took out the coals before Shabbos, shosnei menah b'Shabbos, you're allowed to drink from it on Shabbos, even though the water is a little bit heated on Shabbos from the residual heat of the kli, because the kli is not really being mosif any hevel, it's only maintaining the hevel that was there from before. Antichi, afal pisha grufa, ein shosnei menah. But an antichi is considered something to be mosif hevel, and therefore, even if you swept out the coals, you're not allowed to drink from it. So the Gemara has to identify what these kelim are. What is a muliar and what is an antichi? Heichi dami muliar hagaruf satana nayim mibefnim ugechalim mibachutz. A muliar is something where the water goes in the base kibble that's on the inner part of the kli, and the gechalim are on the outer part of the kli. Antichi, what is an antichi? Rabba amar beikiri. It's a base kirayim, that the hollow part of the kira is split into with a wall into two hollow areas. One of them you put the gechalim in, and the other one you put the water in, and you're not allowed to drink from the water that's inside of such a kli, even though it's like a muliar, because the walls of the kira are very thick, and the fire is there constantly throughout the week, and because of that, those walls are very, very hot, and the kira is always going to be most of Hevel, even though the coals have been swept out. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Amar Beidudi, it's like a large dud that they make into two hollow areas, and in between them they put gechalim, and the water goes on top of the lower part of the kli, and you're not allowed to drink water from there, because the bottom receptacle of the kli is covered, is not exposed, and therefore the heat in it is very is going to be very strong. The heat that's in the bottom part, because it's covered, is going to be retained in the kli, so it's always going to be mosif hevel. Bottom line is, if it's hatmana b'davar mosif hevel, you have a problem. Mandi amar beidodi kol shekein bekiri. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak held that an antichi is a beidodi would for sure say a bekiri is a problem. Mandi amar bekiri aval beidodi lo. But the one who says that it's a bekiri would say that a dud beidudi is not going to be a problem. So because there's no kvius of eish there all the time. Tanya kavaseid Rav Nachman antichi afal pisha grufa ketuma ein shosnei menah mineshu nechushta mechamamta. And we have a brisa that says, just like Rav Nachman, that an antichi, even though it's swept out from its coals, you're not allowed to drink from it on Shabbos, because the nechoshes heats it up, that the bottom of the kli is mechamim in it, and it's mosif hevel, and that will heat the water on Shabbos. So you see from the brisa that antichi has these two compartments with the gechalim in between these two separate compartments. So okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up from there next time at the Mishnah.